their home base. Nick Perry at the top of the key. Logan Schenk at the right elbow. Perry still dribbling. Feeds it in and stolen by Callahan. Still loose. Callahan dives, bodies all over the floor, and Bogert has it. And we have a jump ball, and it will be possession arrow.
Well, it's got to go to Vassar now.
Black ball, Vassar ball. There you have it.
Callahan, you just couldn't get the handle on that thing.
Noel goes right to left across your radio at point guard, dives right into the lane, and it's tipped out of bounds as went up for the layup by Nick Perry. Vassar ball, left side of your radio, underneath their own hoop. They trail 21-16 to the hosting Kansas City Redhawks. Inbound, that'd be Weisenberger. Trying to feed him to Bogert, and gives it to Noel at the left wing instead. Nick Perry guarding from a distance, back to Weisenberger, dives into the lane, the floater no good, rebound still loose. And it landed right on top of our microphone, John. I stuffed that between the wall and the barrier.
And there's no way.
There's no way it can even
get to it.
And it lands right on top of it. Weisenberger feeds it into Wilson. Perry swats it away and into the hands of Bogert, left wing. Noel for three, right wing. He hit it. He got it. And we have
a
whistle.
It's a foul.
This is away from the ball. And after the shot, I do believe. Count to three, and the foul goes against number 22 of Kansas City, and I presume what we could consider a too aggressive of a box out. So the three is good.
Falls on
Noel.
Chase Winter.
And that's Chase Winter's first, team's first for Kansas City in the second half.
Anyways, you know, Vassar really gets a break out of this because they get the possession back after a three-point shot. It's successful.
It's 21-19, just a two-point ball game. Vassar with the ball. Trailing by two. Wilson on the baseline. Feeds into Callahan. That one's tipped away. And Perry's there to save it for Kansas City. And it's turned right over to Weisenberger underneath the lane, underneath the basket. He goes up for the reverse Mikan, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. So the sloppiness continues for both sides. Foul goes against, I do believe, number 12 of Kansas City. That would be Sannon Cuthrell, his first, team second. At the free throw line, shooting two shots. That is Caleb Weisenberger. Has not scored, has not attempted a free throw. And the first free throw is off to the right, no good.
You know, that's when you instruct a guard, in practice especially, is you go get the ball. When those big guys get the ball, you know, go get them. Save them a little bit.
Makes the second one. And it's a one-point ball game, 21-20. Weisenberger 1-for-2 on that trip. 6:50 left in the third. Cassidy hanging on to a one-point lead. Nick Perry on the floater on the baseline, no good. Rebound brought in by number 5, Darren Miller. He can't get that to fall. Sandon Cuthrell gets the secondary rebound. Ball still loose on the floor, and we have a foul is going to be the word. It'll be Vassar ball underneath Cassidy's hoop.
Three shots, three rebounds, no points, one foul. Or was that a foul? I don't see it on the board.
It's not on the board yet. Now there it is.
Nope.
Goes against Sandon Cuthrell. Two quick fouls for him. Third team foul for Kansas City. 21-20. Vassar leads or trails just by 1 point. Bogert at the top of the key being guarded by Chase Winter. Now to Weisenberger. Against Cuthrell into the corner to Wilson. Wilson back out to Noel. Against Perry. Goes down the right side of the lane. Floater's no good. Rebound Callahan. Now to the hands of Bogert. Keeps possession alive and he double dribbled with it. Eighth turnover for Vassar tonight. Gives the ball back to the Redhawks.
They're getting good action, the Vulcans are. They have three holdovers from last year. That can count, maybe two.
Here comes Darren Miller, acting point guard to the high post to Winter. One dribble floater, no good. Rebound still loose, and we have more whistles. And it's going to be a jump ball. This time favors the Kansas City possession. Again, just no rhythm at all to this basketball game. Cassidy inbounding underneath thrown hoop right side of your radio. Back out to the top to Chase Winter. Left wing for the long two. Nick Perry's jump shot in for 2 points. He has six. And Cassidy now by 3 points. Noel dribbles down and right into the lane. Over to the left block, and it's intercepted by Chase Winter. And here comes Cassidy. Third turnover for Vassar in this quarter alone, 9 on the night. Sandon Cuthrell, the right wing, to Schenk on the baseline. In the corner against Callahan. Back out to Cuthrell. Dribbles to the left wing. Gives it off to Winter. Back over to Perry. Right wing three. No. Rebound Knoll. Here comes Vassar. Trailing by just one possession, 3 points. Knoll at the left wing. Back out to Bogert for three. Top of the key. Off the mark. Rebound Schenk. Rips it away, and we have a jump ball. And this one's to Vassar.
Weisenberger got his hands in there, and Schenk tried to rip it away. But, hey, call was made. Jump ball, possession, Vassar.
Vassar inbounds to Bogert, right wing. Pops the three. This one's no good. He gets his own board, and he goes up, and he is fouled from behind by Logan Schenk. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Logan Schenk's, believe it or not, first foul of the night, despite being a big man. Anti-discriminatory there.
He's a smart ball player.
As Luke Boger goes to the free throw line. His first time to the line, that was in the first quarter. He missed his first, made his second, and this time he made the first. 2 points for him on the night. Two-point ball game, 23-21. Macon gone and Hecht check-in. Callahan, Weisenberger, and Wilson sit down for Vassar. 5:04 left in the third. Second free throw from Bogert is up, and this one's good. 2 for 2 on that trip. 3 points in the night, all from free throws for Bogert. We have a one-point ball game yet again, 23-22.
Cassidy's got an advantage right now with Schenk. He's the biggest guy on the floor.
Schenk for the short jumper on the baseline, no good. Rebound Knoll, still loose though, as it's now on his back. Schenk gets himself in there. And Leggett's going out of style. Yet another jump ball, the fourth of this quarter alone, and this one goes to Cassidy.
That was a rugby scrum.
Wow. Harbor Beach leads Memphis after three quarters, 40-37 in Harbor Beach.
Close ball game.
Close ball game here as well, 23-22. As Cass City feeds it in, Chase Winter down the baseline, goes up for it, count it, and one. The floater goes in finally for number 22, Chase Winter, his first points of the night. And he'll try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play as this is the first team foul for Vassar in the second half. And it'll go against Ricardo Macon, his first. Chase Winter at the free throw line. Free throws up, short. So the score remains 25-22, Cass City by 3 points. Rebound brought in by Gaughan. Here come the Vulcans. Ricardo Macon for three, right wing. This one's airballed. Knoll on the rebound. That one's airballed, and Schenk cleans up the boards. And he feeds it to Nick Perry.
Poor possession. Gotta say it.
Chase Winter at the right wing. Dives in the lane, jump stop. Back out to Nick Perry at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Back out to Winter for the long two. If it was on the line, no good. Rebound to Nick Perry. In the corner, he pops the three. This one was airballed, brought in by Bogert. You can say that again, John.
We'll just wait and see what happens. Right now, it's...
And it's stolen by Chase Winter at the free throw line.
Bad possession.
Chase Winter on the other side goes up for the shot, and they say he was fouled before the attempt was made. So it'll be Cassidy ball underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio, as the foul goes against number one, Jackson Knoll. That's his third. Vassar's second of the half. Macon sits down. A couple new players for Vassar. That'd be number three, Abraham Serta, and number 24, Logan Nelson. Knoll sits down. I didn't see who else came out.
I'll tell you what, this is a hard-fought game, though. These guys are huffing and puffing down there.
Cassidy inbounds to Chase Winter, who resets the offense at the top of the key. Number 22 being guarded by number 22, Stephen Hecht, to Schenk right elbow. Surveys, pivots, and back out to Winter. He sees a cut down the lane, and he finds it wide open layup for 2 points. Chase Winter with 4 points, all coming in this third quarter. 27-22, five-point lead for the Redhawks. Logan Nelson goes up for the layup on the right side. This one's blocked, and here comes Cass City. Sixth board of this quarter for Cass City in the night. 23rd rebound Ooh. Altogether. Looks like Hecht got hit in the eye. He's down and out for the count. Schenk goes to work at the right block, and he gets it in to fall. Nice post move from Logan Schenk. He has 10 points, and it looks like Stephen Hecht is going to try and walk this one off. It's now a 7-point lead, 29-22, Cass City.
Well, they blew the whistle. He's got to come off.
Largest lead for Cass City on the night so far. 7 points, 29-22, 3:12 left in the third quarter. Here comes Serta. Cross the timeline. Right to left, cross your radio is Vassar in the second half. Back up to Bogert, top of the key. Being